You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
He took my picture!
How did my hair look?
What is it?
I can't put my arms down!
Peace on earth! Give me present!
You just sit there. Be all magical and awesome.
I'm not here. Look at that.
Oh, that'd be elf conscious.
Hello, happy Halloween, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. Another Rudolph Day has passed, so that means there are a number of our featured podcasts who dropped episodes, plus a few who've dropped multiple episodes. This is our biggest week yet for the number of new episodes that have dropped, so as always, I'll get you up to date about those new episodes this week from our featured podcasts on ChristmasPodcast.com, and I'll talk with Jack Ford from Total Christmas Podcast. Visit MerryChristmasRadio.com, where their goal is to provide the classic music of Christmas that largely goes unheard on modern radio. There are a fan-supported stream of classic Christmas hits from the 20s through the 80s. Also, go to ChristmasPodcast.com to find the links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of the podcasts. Like I said before, it's a huge week, so let's not dawdle.
The anger. The fury.
The muscles.
New to ChristmasPodcast.com is a fairly new podcast called TGI Podcast. The TGI Podcast focuses on the 1990s era of TGIF and their holiday episodes. Host Matt takes a look at all the Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas episodes from such classic 1990s sitcoms as Boy Meets World, Full House, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and many, many others. Even though this podcast is in its infancy stage, Matt has some really good content. So if you're a product of the 90s or have fond memories of the 90s, this podcast will bring you back in time for some good memories. If you're listening to this on the day it drops, you still have a day to get in on Craig's contest, and Tim is about to wrap up his Made for Podcast movie, and I'll let them tell you all about it.
This is Craig Kringle from the Weird Christmas Podcast. About 3 years ago, I went looking for very short, very strange stories that I could read on my show, but I couldn't find much, or not much that was sufficiently weird, so I thought, why not ask people to write some? And thus was born the annual Weird Christmas Flash Fiction Contest. You can get all the details at weirdchristmas.com, but basically, I'm asking you to tell me a story that keeps Christmas weird. That can be funny weird, or creepy weird, or just plain what the nutcracker surreal. Keep it under 350 words, send it to weirdxmas@gmail.com by November 1st, and you could win some cash. Prizes range from $5 to $50, and I choose about a dozen to read on the show and publish on my website. Head over to weirdchristmas.com to see the winners and honorable mentions from the last couple years. Here's a quick sample to get that creative eggnog flowing.
He glanced in terror at the other reindeer galloping beside him. Its eyes were as blue and as human as his were.
He dropped Bill's head on his body and used his incinerator to fry Bill until he was dust. I guess I'm going to have a Merry Christmas after all.
He felt himself shrinking till he couldn't have been more than a couple of inches high. A huge hand picked him up and placed him on the mantelpiece beside another motionless Santa.
People don't like the baby Jesus to go missing from their nativity scene, they said. I shrugged. People were petty.
I'm sorry there was no Santa, but I did provide an elf.
Number 4 was a grand old patriarch, but we were ready for him. When he came crashing down the chimney, sermon in mid-flow, he landed right in the net we had tied to the mantelpiece.
Traditions are great and all, but sometimes you just need Christmas to get a little bit weird, and I'm hoping you'll help me make it even weirder. So visit me at weirdchristmas.com, and I hope I'll get to read your stories soon.
Holly is a dedicated cop.
I'm sorry, honey. I've been really focused on a big case here.
I just wish the bad guys didn't spend more time with you than I do.
She's getting some time off for Christmas, whether she wants it or not.
It's Christmas. Take some of those days off you never use and spend some time at home in Port Caldwell.
Now she's headed back to her small town.
The Port Caldwell Christmas Festival celebrates the best in us.
And finally spending Christmas with her husband.
Coffee and a Christmas cookie down at Betty's.
I never say no to Betty's coffee.
Meet you downstairs.
But what happens when her job follows her home?
Bobby, are you in here? The door just locked behind me.
Welcome to the Christmas party. So glad you could stop by.
Now, instead of celebrating with her husband, she'll have to save him.
Okay, Holly, you're trapped in a building. There's a bomb in the building, and Bobby's in the building.
But can she save the day, save her marriage, and save Christmas at the same time?
There is no point in hiding, Detective.
Come on, Yakov Smirnoff. Give me some clues to where that bomb is.
The Can't Wait for Christmas podcast presents a made-for-podcast Christmas movie that can best be described as Die Hard in a Hallmark movie.
Take some days off. Help Bobby with the festival.
Tune in each month for...
You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, Mother Russia!
A Bomb for Christmas.
You had better hurry, Mrs. McTernan. There is not much time left.
New chapters premiering on the 25th of each month. Find them at CantWaitForChristmasPod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nutcracker. Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of October 24th through the 30th. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast had an episode on the 24th titled Takao Hirata and Cell Stars. In this episode, Scott talks about an overlooked classic from 1972, Merry Christmas from Cell Stars by Takao Hirata and Cell Stars. Season's Eatings podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Pumpkin Pie. It's hard to imagine an American holiday table without the ubiquitous orange-crusted custard made from strained, spiced, and twice-cooked squash. Join host Glenn Warren as he explores the history and origins of that wonderfully creamy custard-like dessert, pumpkin pie. The Merry Little Podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Family History in Christmas. Family history in Christmas is something everyone has. In fact, the stories of family at Christmas can possibly be the most cherished family memories anyone can possess. In this merry episode of the Merry Little Podcast, Jeff takes it to a very personal level when it comes to Christmas history as he discusses the sharing and retention of family Christmas stories. Yuletide TV Podcast, an episode on the 25th titled The Nightmare Before Christmas. In their final bonus episode, Chris, Brian, and John celebrate two seasons at once as they watch and review The Nightmare Before Christmas. As they work to determine whether or not this is a Christmas classic, they also discuss creepypasta YouTube videos, Brian's bad bits, John's emo days, other stop-motion feature films, Tim Burton's Batman films, the feud between Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey, Greg Proops, and trying to figure out who exactly this movie is for. Season 2 of the podcast kicks off with a full lineup reveal on November 2nd, so don't miss it. As always, this episode has adult language, so it's best not to listen to around the little ones. Can't Wait for Christmas podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Nightmare Before Christmas, Halloween Movie, or Christmas Movie. On this episode, Tim tries to settle the debate about the film The Nightmare Before Christmas. Is it a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie? Also, he counts down the top 5 Christmas sketches from Saturday Night Live, reminds you to order your Christmas cards, and he's in the home stretch of his made-for-podcast Christmas movie, A Bomb for Christmas. Christmas Hall of Fame podcast, an episode on the 25th titled Podcast Bio, Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby was the biggest name in Christmas and in music in the 20th century, hands down. Others will argue it might have been Elvis or Frank Sinatra or Johnny Cash or someone else, and they would be completely wrong. Bing was the one everyone else imitated. In this episode of the Christmas Hall of Fame podcast, MyMerryChristmas.com forum member Maureen discusses the story of his fame as an artist that is marked by many things, but it is his Christmas creations that keeps him remembered. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Christmas Nostalgia Part 1. Christmas can be quite nostalgic for many of us. The traditions, songs, aromas, or ornaments can trigger memories and feelings. Documentarian and broadcast engineer Jeff Carter joins Ricky Meese to talk all about the power of nostalgia. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad podcast had an episode on the 25th titled North Pole News and Don't Forget to Be Good. In this episode, Manny talks about his new segments and new ideas to make the rest of 2020 awesome. A Cozy Christmas podcast had an episode on the 26th titled Santa is Stuck in a Snow Globe. Welcome to another episode. In this episode, Art shares a memory from the winner of the Scrooge ornament. Then he has an interview with children's author Catherine Burgess. She has a great new story to help kids deal with seeing Santa in a safe way this year. Gracie and Art are on the search for more treats, and this time they make some cinnamon and sugar chips and talk about Christmas, COVID, and a few laughs. Then he reads a Christmas excerpt from Charles Dickens' book, The Pickwick Papers. Tis the Podcast had an episode on the 26th titled Sometimes We Have to Take a Leap of Faith to Believe When No One Else Will. To celebrate it being Halloween week, join Julia, Tom, and Anthony as they discuss the 2016 non-Christmas Christmas movie, The Conjuring 2, Enfield Poltergeist. In addition to this creepy film, they talk about the trailer for The Christmas Chronicles 2. Anthony raves about season 2 of The Boys. Tom expresses some of his theories about The Haunting of Bly Manor, which he is currently halfway through. Julia tells us about her amazing fall vacation. All three elves express their dismay about It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and a Charlie Brown Christmas not being shown on TV broadcast this year, and much, much more. This is a fun, spooky episode that you don't want to miss. So turn out the lights, settle in with your favorite pumpkin-flavored drink, enjoy, and get excited because the Christmas lights will be up by the time next week's episode drops. TGI Podcast had an episode on the 26th titled A Boy Meets World Halloween, The Witches of Pembroke. In this episode of the TGI Podcast, Matt is stepping into the land of Boy Meets World. Witches are aplenty, Eric is as goofy as ever, Topanga pilots an airplane, and Candace Cameron Bure dukes it out with Melissa Joan Hart to prove which witch is the best witch. The North Pole Podcast had an episode on the 26th titled North Pole Halloween. The North Pole Halloween party is one that is covered by the North Pole news crew every year. It's a big deal. And there's been a lot of questions about it. So Frank and Crash decide to sit down in the studios of Kringle Radio to discuss where Halloween comes from and why they celebrate it at the North Pole. But it is understandable why people have questions. It's easy to know where Christmas comes from, but understanding where Halloween is from is something else altogether. In this episode, Elf Crash answers this question. Jingle Jank Podcast had an episode on the 26th titled Spooky Christmas Songs. Just in time for Halloween, Scott and Jay dive into some spooky Christmas songs. Artists include Count Floyd, Spinal Tap, Tarja Turunen, Emmy the Great and Tim Wheeler, Douglas Pipes, Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Keepers, Sheb Woolley, Bryce Armstrong and the All-American Ghouls, and Defiant Brood. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast and episode on the 27th titled Halloween Episode Ghostbusters 2 with Chris and Chris. Happy Halloween. Chris and Chris from Christmas Time in the City Podcast visit to talk with Jerry about all things Ghostbusters this Halloween. That's right, it's a crossover episode. This is just half of the fun. You can feel the nostalgia as they get into Ghostbusters 2 and tune into Christmas Time in the City podcast to hear all the rad details, info, and some way awesome stories about the Ghostbusters and New York. You don't want to miss these episodes. Don't forget about Gag Me with a Spoon segment. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on the 27th titled I Am an FBI Agent. Julia from Tis the Podcast joins Todd for a Christmas conversation. Christmas Time in the City Podcast had an episode on the 27th titled Ghostbusters 2 with Jerry D. Chris and Chris have a real treat for you. They've partnered up with Jerry D from Totally Rad Christmas for a crossover of ghostly proportions. In this episode, Chris and Chris and Jerry take a deep, slightly nitpicky look at the 1989 classic Ghostbusters 2. They talk about the filming locations, glaring geographical errors, deleted scenes, and abandoned storylines. If that's not enough, head over to Totally Rad Christmas after listening to the companion episode where our hosts chat with Jerry about their memories, feelings, and overall nostalgia for this classic film. There's some really fun stuff planned for the rest of the year, so you don't want to miss an episode. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 27th titled The Tapestried Chamber. Cozy Christmas Podcast presents a special presentation. In the first of three special episodes for Halloween week, Art reads the classic 1829 ghost story, The Tapestried Chamber, by Sir Walter Scott. When General Brown's friend invites him to spend the week at his home, he is delighted to oblige, that is, until he spends a night in the Tapestried Chamber. He invites you to sit back, relax, and turn down the lights, and enjoy this story for Halloween. Netflixmas Podcast, an episode on the 28th titled, You Cast a Spell on Me, featuring Lori Allen Brown, Drink Up, Witches, Halloween Special. Scarlett and Holly have such a fun time with their guest and favorite witch, Lori Allen, Allie Brown. Holly and Allie fill Scarlett in on what she's missed, and Scarlett decides if she would like to see the movie in the future. Allie teaches us about the difference between witchcraft and Wicca. She also teaches us the origins of Flying on a Broom and Eye of Newt. They also learn a lot about real witches and have a great time debunking the lies in this movie. There are swears in this, so don't listen around young ones. Santa by the Minute Podcast had an episode on the 28th titled Minute 31, Vixen Goes to Town, with Jack from Total Christmas Podcast. Jack from Total Christmas Podcast is joining John and Ben for another minute. Patch and his buddies bring out the magical reindeer food and feed the team. They discuss the eating habits of reindeer, the return of the twins, how the ancient one hung around a bit longer in the comic book, career highlights of elf actors Christopher Ryan, who is Vought, and Anthony O'Donnell, who is Puffy, the unsettling effects stardust seems to have on reindeer, and more. Join John, Ben, and Jack as they discuss Minute 31 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 29th titled Halloween Episode, The Monster Squad, with Sean Robert. Happy Halloween! Here's a mega episode with special guest Sean Robert from Cult Film Club Podcast and Branded in the 80s, joining Jerry to talk about the 1987 masterpiece of horror comedy, The Monster Squad. They really get into it. How does the mummy appear in Eugene's closet? Why does Dale appear to harm Dracula when he shoots him? And how can you really summon the U.S. Army by writing a note in crayon? So sit back, grab your favorite retro shutter or asymmetric sunglasses and some popcorn, wait, candy corn, for this rad Halloween show. Oh, and check out Sean's new documentary all about this cult film classic titled Wolfman's Got Nards. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 29th titled A Kidnapped Santa. Art reads A Kidnapped Santa by L. Frank Baum. Enjoy this classic Christmas story that has a dash of Halloween. Every year, Santa brings toys to all the good girls and boys of the world. He is beloved by many. But there are a few who would love to see Santa fall. Who would be nasty enough to want to see Santa gone? Say hello to the demons of selfishness, envy, hatred, malice, and repentance. Santa better watch out. Christmas Clatter Podcast had an episode on the 30th titled Halloween Bonus Episode, Hocus Pocus. Happy Halloween! In this bonus episode, Anthony of Tis the Podcast joins Todd to review the Halloween classic, Hocus Pocus. Tinseltoons Podcast had an episode on the 30th titled Nightmare Before Christmas. In this episode, Dwayne looks at other versions of music used in the movie Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. He also looks at a Halloween song suggested by listener Benji Pearson. The song is a mashup from the songs Come Little Children and The Hanging Tree.
Gee, babe, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
I'm joined now by Jack from Total Christmas Podcast. He joins me from across the pond. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Sean.
How are you doing today?
I'm very good. It's nice to be speaking to you.
That's good. It's good to be speaking to you too. Like I said, you are the host of the Total Christmas Podcast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your podcast?
Well, so I'm a gardener by trade. And so most of the day I spend just listening to podcasts all day long. And I've always wanted to do my own podcast. But I could never think of something to do. But I've always also loved Christmas all my life. And as the years have gone by, I've got more and more into Christmas. I know when you're a kid, you're like, fascinated by Christmas, and all children love Christmas. But for me, the older I got, the more sort of into the history of it I got and everything. And I just, all the traditions and not just the old traditions, but the new ones as well, like the films and everything. So I thought maybe that's what I could do my podcast about. And it was about 3 or 4 years ago, because I've been listening to podcasts for probably about 10 years, maybe. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I I just come up with the idea of doing a Christmas one. I thought, I bet no one's doing one. And then I looked online and there was, I think it was three or four at the time. And one of them was Tim Babb's, the Can't Wait Till Christmas. And when I listened to that, I won't lie, to begin with, it sort of really put me off and thought, oh, that's pretty much what I wanted to be doing. Because his podcast covers everything and I love it and it's so entertaining. But then as time went by, I sort of, the more I listened to it, I thought, do you know what, I could do my own twist. It would still, you know, it wouldn't be stepping on his toes too much. Because I listened to a lot of the others as well. I listened to back when I first sort of had the idea. I was listening to Christmas Past, which I also, actually that Christmas Past was the first one I listened to, because I wanted to know the history of Santa Claus, and it came up, this podcast, and I listened to like the first three episodes, because the first three episodes of Christmas Past just talk about the history of Santa. Anyway, so that's how I sort of got into Christmas podcasts. I loved them all. And then I thought, you know what, it's about time I got up and did my own. So it was actually back in January of this year, I started recording segments, but I didn't go live until about April, when I was sort of ready to, because I didn't know, I'd never edited anything on Audacity, or I'd never recorded, you know, I'd bought the microphones just before Christmas, but yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. Still don't really, but I'm getting by. I'm getting by.
Well, yeah, I mean, your podcasts, for somebody who's not really ever done any kind of that type of editing or recording or anything like that, you sound actually pretty good for a real green person doing this. So
thank you.
And yeah, you still kind of do. You don't apologize much anymore for it, but that was what I found funny, is you apologize for everything, and I'm listening to it, I'm going, it's not as bad as he thinks he is.
That's kind. That first, do you know what, the first episode though is the I didn't have a pop filter.
Yep.
And it was, I was trying to edit out the popping, and that was, I couldn't, it's almost impossible to do it without losing the words you're trying to say. Right. And I think it was the third episode I got my pop filter, but I'd already recorded other segments that I used in like the fourth and maybe not the fifth episode, but definitely the fourth episode. So there was still some popping in that episode. And I think a lot of people, when they find a podcast, they'll listen to the first episode first. And I think the popping might put a lot of people off. I think I get a lot of people listen to my first episode, and it does drop off after the first.
A lot of people that listen to my podcast know I'm in radio. I do that. I was actually went to school for that, but it doesn't pay the bills, so it's just my fun part-time job. But I can't hear a whole lot of the big pops that you hear sometimes. So it's there, yes, and you can see it, but it's not as off-putting as you think it is.
That's good.
For me, somebody who works in radio, so. Did you have any expectations when you started up Total Christmas?
Yeah, I wanted to be world dominating. I wanted to be the top podcast ever. I don't care about This American Life. That I thought, no, I believe that all year round people should listen to mine. But I had no expectations whatsoever, Sean. I used to say to my wife, I don't think I'll get any listeners until December. But luckily, it did take me, I think I'd released the third episode, might have been the fourth, when I got one listener, and I couldn't believe it, and I was rejoicing. And then and he downloaded the third episode and the fourth, was it, he downloaded two episodes, but then I never heard from him again. That was it. So then I went like another week without any downloads, and then thanks to
Dwayne
Bailey recommended me on Tinsel Tunes, and that started things off, and then I started getting listeners. So even though I wasn't expecting anything until December, I started getting a few, yeah, already, which is nice. Yeah.
And that's where I got introduced to your podcast, was through Dwayne Bailey's Tinsel Tunes there. And I listened, and well, being an American, obviously we have a fascination with the British and the Aussie and the New Zealand accents. I mean, I'm sure you realize that. And I love Dwayne's accent, just listening to his podcast. I'm like, okay, I'm going to check this guy out. Okay, yeah, he's got a great accent, but he's also got a lot of that British humor to him. And me personally, I love the British humor. Like when you get like the Goons. I don't know if you remember those guys.
Do you know what? I didn't know the Goons had made it over the pond at all, actually. That's nice to hear. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I've listened to a lot of their stuff. Yeah, I had a lot of audio, like MP3 recordings of like their series, and listened to them. It was a few years ago now, because it's so old. It's like the 60s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not talked about much these days. So it's nice that you're familiar. That's good to hear.
Yeah, I love like old time radio stuff. I found, I think through iTunes, the Goons Christmas special. It's like about 4 episodes. I mean, I don't think they're all Christmas, but there's like 2 or 3 Christmas in there. Uh-huh. But it's just their show, their improv show that they do. And I loved it. And I still love it. I mean, another one I love is Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Okay. Yeah, that's very popular. It's very popular because they have a Christmas special every year. They have done for the last few years. It's quite old school, that is, though, I think. It's humor. A lot of it's old school. It's sort of from maybe like the 70s and 80s sort of stuff.
Right.
But some of it's more advanced as well. It's very clever. I used to watch it. I watched the Christmas ones, but I don't tend to watch. I don't know if he's still making the series, but I tend not to follow it that much, that closely.
Yeah, I don't know if he's making this series so much. I mean, I see bits and pieces here online, but I am not so sure. But like I say, I love the British humor, and you brought that to your podcast, at least in my opinion, and that's what kept me listening. And just like when you had there about the world domination, I mean, that it's that type of humor that I know. And it's what brings me back to your podcast, is just how you are with that. Yeah. Another thing I've noticed is you've got this quote unquote obsession with A Christmas Carol, the Dickens show.
Yeah.
Dickens, a book, and the adaptations into movies.
I think that's something that's grown over time. Like, I used to like it when I was a kid. My favorite Christmas film is probably A Muppet's Christmas Carol, which I went to see in the cinema when I was about 17, 18. But I've always liked A Christmas Carol, but the older I've got, the more I've got into it. And I think it's a recent thing that it seems that, I say that doesn't make sense. It's not a recent thing because it's been there for so long. But as the years go by, it seems like it's a bigger part of Christmas every year, A Christmas Carol does. And all the different adaptations have all got their different twists, and no two are the same. And I find that so interesting. Some are really short. Some are try to get the whole book in. Some get the whole book in and then add extra bits as well. And it just, I love watching them. I've been watching a couple of different ones this week again that I'm going to add. When I started, it was going to be every episode, but I realized that it was taking up so much time to do like a review and talk, discuss each one, that I've sort of dropped it to every other episode now. But yeah, I love the story. It's fantastic. And every year I do read it in December, the book. Yeah.
Are your girls liking the Christmas Carol with you? I mean, do they watch it with you, or?
No interest at all. They're at an age where I'm in the same room as them, just wishing they'd watch other stuff on TV. We don't watch a massive amount of TV with the girls, but when they're having their tea or having a snack before they go to bed, they like to watch a bit of TV, and it's normally Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig?
Yeah. Daniel Tiger. Are you familiar with Daniel Tiger?
Yep, we've got Daniel Tiger over here. My nephew actually was really big into him.
That was okay.
My granddaughter is really big right now into Bluey. I don't know if you've heard of Bluey.
No.
It's actually an Australian show, and I think it's on Disney Plus.
Okay, I'll look that up.
They're Australian sheepdogs. Bluey is one, and her sister.
Blue Heeler. That's the type of dog. Is that the one?
Yeah, and it's a family of 4. There's Bluey, there's her sister, then her mom and dad, and they used to do these adventures, and my granddaughter just loves them. And it's an Australian show, I do believe. So
it's live action, is it?
No, it's a cartoon. It's anime.
Oh, okay.
So it's called Bluey.
Well, I've got Disney Plus. I'll see if I can get the girls interested in that.
Yep. Do they like any, like, do you watch any Christmas specials, like cartoon?
I've tried. Don't think I haven't tried. And I'll put stuff on, and they'll sort of be interested for 5 minutes at a push if I'm lucky. Not even a Muppets Christmas Carol. They don't even care for the Muppets. And I find that quite upsetting.
I get lucky. My granddaughter loves Christmas. Of course, my son does too. So much to the chagrin of my daughter-in-law.
Don't get me wrong. They adore Christmas. They just don't like the stuff to watch on TV that I like at Christmas.
Right. Well, that's my granddaughter. She'll watch a Grinch. She pulled the other night. She was over here and she pulled out my Blu-ray of Mickey's Christmas Carol to want to watch. So
maybe I'll try that on them this year, actually. I think they might have started watching the Grinch, the most recent version.
Yep, that's a really good one, I think.
But they lost interest in that as well. But then last year she would have only just turned 4, so she's from the YouTube generation. Her attention span is 15 seconds. That's all I get.
Well, yeah, that's about my granddaughter too, but she likes having it on like in the background. So I'm always been curious, because your favorite part of A Christmas Carol is the walker.
Yeah, I love that.
That's just an exclamation, like if from over here be like from if you're in New York, get out of here or something like that. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. Some people say like in the UK, it might be stroll on or jog on as in get out of there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So what is it about that gets to you? Why do you like it?
The thing is, I love it so much, but you never see it. I don't think I've done an episode. Have I done one? I'm trying to think if I've done, out of all the versions I've looked at so far, I don't think there's been one where the little boy said Walker. There might have. I know, I can't think. I'll get my number one fan to check in on that.
Oh, good old Scott.
No, he's my US correspondent.
Oh, that's right, correspondent.
Lee Mayer.
Lee Mayer is
my number one fan.
Yeah. That's right.
But I don't know what it is. I think it's the fact that he says Walker. He just seems like such a, the kid in the street just seems like such a little, I don't want to say urchin, but it seems like a little live wire. And I love the fact that, he's like, go and buy this, Walker, and I love it. I love the phrase. I've never heard it before until I'd seen the book. I've never seen it anywhere other than in the book. But I love it. Yeah.
There is a show that does say Walker. Have you ever seen Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol?
It's in that, is it?
Yeah.
That's the first one I did. In episode one, I did that. And the little boy said Walker.
I thought it said Walker in the.
I might have to check that out. I didn't care for that. I didn't care for that special at all.
That's probably why you probably glazed over it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to listen to that again on my episode.
Where do you see taking Total Christmas Podcast in the future? I mean, what's your goals and ambitions for the podcast?
Okay, so when I said about world domination earlier, that wasn't a joke. I am. Do you know what? I've got nothing. All I want is I like the contact I get, the emails from the listeners. That I love that. I thrive off that. That's pretty much all I'm after, really. I'm not going to make any money out of this, I don't imagine. It'd be nice to get more listeners, I mean, this is my first Christmas coming up. So we're in October now, and it'll be nice to see what the numbers are like when it actually is Christmas. And then, because I'm guessing they're going to just plummet again in January, and that's fine. I know I'll always have some listeners throughout the year, but the emails that I get is what I'm doing it for. Because like I said, it takes a lot of time, and I'm not going to earn any money from it. Or even if I did get any money, I don't think it would cover my running costs. But when I get, when I get an email from someone saying I love the show, and they might send me a link to something that they're interested in, or tell me about their Christmas, and meeting the people like yourself and Jerry Davila, which was great chatting to him. Last week I spoke to the guys from the Santa Claus Minute, which they were a wonderful couple, and obviously Scott, chatting to Scott, my US correspondent, and also my number one fan. He'll email me nearly every week just to say what he's enjoyed about the podcast or what the episode and that. And it's just, I don't know, that's what it is. It's just nice to have more contact with people. I'm not a big one for social media, so and I've not got a massive circle of friends these days. The older I get, I've still got the same friends I've had for years, but I don't see them as much because I'm a family man now.
Right.
I spend so much of my time with my family. I've got a couple of close friends that I see regularly. But it's nice to have that contact with new people, because when I was a young man in my 20s, I traveled a lot, like nearly every year I'd go on like a 2 or 3 months somewhere around the world. And I loved seeing new places, but also I loved meeting new people. I've always loved it. And the older I've got, the less that's happened. So to meet new people through the podcast is it's a real joy. That's what I get back from it. And that's what I'm aiming for, really, just to meet more people. That's it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, just doing this too and talking to the podcasters is great. I love putting the faces to the voices. I love interacting with you guys, and my first contact with you is when you actually pronounced the city I lived in correctly.
Oh, Claire.
Yeah, because there's so many weird pronunciations of it, like U and O, and instead of Eau Claire, because they don't know it's a French for clear water. And obviously with you being across the seas, I don't know, for some reason they seem to get it a lot more.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
So yeah. Have you ever experienced Christmas outside of the UK?
Yes. Yes. Three times. Is it one, two, three times? Yeah. It was awful.
Cause it's not home, right?
It's not just that. It was in the Southern Hemisphere. The first two times were in Australia. And the third time was in New Zealand. And don't get me wrong, I had a great day on Christmas Day with the people I'd met at the time. But it wasn't Christmas because I'm used to it being cold. I'm used to being with the family. I'm used to gathering around and watching the same stuff on TV. And being on the first time I spent Christmas overseas, I woke up on Christmas Day on a beach. About four of us had just slept in our sleeping bags on the beach. I woke up at probably about 7 a.m. and I sat up, and out in the bay, there were dolphins jumping out of the water. And it was cool. I was just sat there. Yeah, it is cool. But it wasn't Christmas. So it was fantastic. And you know, someone could say, I don't tell that story as it was a great thing. I mean, it was a great thing, but it was a bad Christmas. Because for me, Christmas, I want it cold outside. I want it dismal. I want it dark. I want to be sat inside with a beautiful tree, loads of bright lights on it, with my family eating a roast dinner. And we didn't. I can't even remember what I had that day to eat, but it wasn't a roast dinner.
Yeah, I've never experienced Christmas outside of actually even Eau Claire here, because I've always come home for Christmas, even when I was going to school. So I can't imagine. My niece actually spent Christmas in New Zealand, and she said, yeah, she agreed with you. It's not Christmas being down here where it's middle of the summer. So
yeah, I mean,
it is a fun experience. And like you said, you did have fun, but it's just not the same when you're used to what it is. And for them, I'm sure, because they always hear about, and I've heard other podcasts that say, they always hear about a white Christmas and how cold it is. But even to them coming there, yeah, it's fun to experience it. But their traditions are on the beach, going for a swim or whatever. And
yeah,
that would be weird for them to come up to the Northern Hemisphere like us.
That's it. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. And it's like, so for them, it would like, because that's what it felt like. It felt like I'd missed a Christmas. It's like I had to go 2 years between Christmases.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what was interesting, though, is that, was it the second time? The second time I was in Australia for Christmas, I was in Sydney, and all the shops are decked out with snow scenes and polar bears and pine trees covered in snow. And it's scorching in the heat outside. Everyone's walking around in their T-shirts and shorts, but in the shop windows, you'd think it was the North Pole. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it's interesting because that's what everybody thinks of with Christmas. Even down south, they all know, or the Southern Hemisphere, they all know that it's generally a white Christmas. But even in the United States here, you can just go stay in the United States and you still get that warm weather, because like in Florida, Texas, all that.
Of course, yeah.
It's warm down there too, and I've not even experienced that, and I'm not sure if I want to or not, tell you the truth.
Do you get a white Christmas where you are?
Yes.
Oh, there's,
been a, there's been a few years where we have not had snow on the ground, which was very off-putting to me, because I love having the snow on the ground. But the last few years, we've had snow on the ground. We get our Christmases with snow. So
yeah, I've never had a white Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, it's very rare in the UK. I tell you, interesting thing. That first Christmas, I was in Australia. I phoned home Christmas Day, spoke to my mate. He'd had a blooming white Christmas. I was like, never had one. And I'm in Australia.
Just your luck. You're not home and you get the first white Christmas up there and you don't get the experience. Oh, that sucks. Where do you get your inspirations for your episodes? I mean, where do you look to and decide on what you're going to talk about?
Okay, so I've got loads of different segments. So if someone sends me an email asking me to talk about something, I'll definitely do that. If someone sends me a story they want me to read out, I'm always going to do that. I like to cover A Christmas Carol at least every other episode. And then I like talking about, see, I don't want to tread on other podcasts' toes too much. So when I talk about Christmas songs, which I try and do every episode or every two episodes, I don't do the ones that are that popular. So I've got a list of Christmas songs that I'm familiar with, but most people, not just in the UK, but around the world, wouldn't be that familiar with. And so I'll just pick one of those and start doing a bit of research on it so I can talk about it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then there's certain things I might just suddenly think about something that I think, do you know what? I'd like to talk about that. Because I on episode 5 or 6, was it? Maybe a bit later. That might have been episode 9. I talked about Yule logs. I did a big thing about Yule logs. And then Season's Eatings came out and they spoke about Yule logs. And his episode came out 2 days before mine. So there was me and us, him, yeah, both of us talking about Yule logs in the same week, which I felt really bad about. So, you know, something you've got to be wary of, because it's a nice, close community, the Christmas podcast. And so you don't want to be covering the same things. It's definitely not in the same week. I know I did something about Christmas in Japan, you know, the KFC Christmas thing.
Yep.
And then it was only, because I knew about it, but I didn't know where from. And then I was re-listening to all the Christmas Past podcasts. They'd covered it about 2 years ago. So I felt a bit bad about that as well. It's like I was rehashing old ground. I'd done, my take on it was different enough that it wasn't just copying everything, you know, that was in their episode. But yeah, I that's one of the other things. So it's not just the inspiration for what I want to do. It's making sure that it's not already been covered too much as well.
And with the Christmas podcasts, there's a lot of movie reviews. What I have found, and so far it's been really good, and even like if you cover, there's enough difference and there's enough difference of opinions and how they look at things that it makes it interesting. That's what I like about the different podcasts is you may talk about the same thing, but there's two different people looking at it, two different lights. So your take on the Yule Log might be different than Glenn's is on Season's Eatings. And that's what I love hearing. I love hearing that contrast in opinions and views on things. So even if you do cover it, you may not be stepping on toes because your view on it may be completely different than whoever else is covering it. So
that's true. Yeah.
So it works that way. And I have yet to find podcasts that cover the same thing that say the exact same thing about whatever they're covering, whatever the subject is. So I wouldn't worry a whole lot because you are different. And plus the fact that most of the podcasts that we listen to are here in the United States. You're over in Britain. So it's to me, it's always great to get somebody from across the pond's view on everything that we take for granted here, especially considering that most of our Christmas stuff comes from you guys across the sea.
Britain,
and then like Germany and stuff.
Germany
like that
first,
too.
Yeah. Germany to us, to you guys, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it all goes that way too. But it's been so long that we've changed everything to our ways. It's fun to see, oh yeah, that's right. That's how you guys got that stuff over there. Our stuff came from you guys. And I love hearing about traditions from other countries, even the more covered ones like Germany and England and all that stuff. I still like hearing about all those because especially when you get people that this is their normal tradition. This is something we haven't done, like crackers, Christmas crackers. We haven't had those over here in forever. And if I'm not mistaken, in certain areas over there, it's still a tradition.
Oh, it's everywhere. Everyone's got Christmas crackers. Yeah, right. It's not the whole of the UK. I've got a feeling in Canada they have Christmas crackers as well.
That I don't know.
I read something or someone was talking on a Canadian podcast. Maybe I'm wrong. I need to look into that.
I wish I would have known that before I talked to Glenn. I could have asked him because that'd be interesting. Because I'm not sure if Canada does or not. I can't.
Maybe I'm thinking of another sort of Commonwealth place. It might be Australia and New Zealand then, because I'm pretty sure those, because they call Santa Claus Father Christmas in New Zealand, I've noticed.
Yep.
Sometimes. I mean, we call Santa Claus and we call him Father Christmas. They're interchangeable.
Right.
And I think it's the same in Australia and New Zealand. So maybe it's there I was thinking about that they have crackers.
It could be. I mean, we do have crackers here. I've seen them in stores, but they're not as huge as as over in England and Australia and New Zealand.
I'd be amazed if it was less than sort of 90% of tables at Christmas have crackers. It's got... Everyone has them. And if we didn't have them, well, I'd want to know what was going on.
Right. It's one of those traditions. It's kind of like over here when we've got, and you guys are kind of shake your heads, but for us, it'd be, it wouldn't be Christmas if we didn't have it. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but yeah, it happens that way. So, well, that's about all the questions I have. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything you want to promote, plug, whatever about Total Christmas?
I've got nothing. I think we covered it all. I'm happy.
So you can just tell everybody where they can find you. And
oh sure. So I mean, if you Google Total Christmas Podcast, I might come up, but the website's totalchristmaspodcast.com. I'm on Facebook as well. I'm not on Twitter, I'm not on Instagram, I'm ashamed to say. That's it. Yeah. That's all I got.
Great.
I'm not very good at this self-promotion thing. I'm just, the world domination is going to be very tricky for someone that's sort of like just doing this podcast and hoping people are going to find it on their own, because Facebook and Instagram is just not, and Twitter, it's not my forte at all.
Well, thanks for joining me today, Jack. This has been a blast talking with you, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Yes. And yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Jack from Total Christmas Podcast. Jack and I had a ball talking about Christmas and life in general. We laughed a lot, and I love Jack's sense of humor, too.
Smell those Christmas trees. You can keep your channel number 5. Just give me a whiff of the old lonesome pine.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Christmas Podcast's podcast. A huge thank to Jack for talking with me. Next week, I'll be talking with Art from A Cozy Christmas Podcast. Art loves all things Christmas and anything to do with books. He's a very knowledgeable fellow with a fun podcast. And just a note about me talking with these podcasters, due to it being the busy season now, after next week, I'm going to take a break from these talks until after Christmas so these podcasts aren't excessively long. And I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all of the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all of the other behind-the-scenes things he does as well. And I'd especially like to thank you, the listener, for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com, that's Sean as in Sean Austin, and let me know. You can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. Also, I encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts we have out there. We also have links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines sipping on some eggnog listening to Christmas podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites, including ChristmasHallOfFame.net. Visit ChristmasHallOfFame.net and get your votes in for the inaugural Christmas Hall of Fame class of 2020. We are now under 4 weeks until the inductees are announced. Remember that you can also submit and vote for nominees for the class of 2021. Just visit ChristmasHallOfFame.net and vote, vote, vote.
I'm used to it. I lived through the
60s. Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.